Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Yevames, Perik, Beis, Mishnah, Zayim. Shnayim, two people that are not related. Shekitshu Shteachoyth, they were Mekadosh two sisters. We have Yaakov, we have Chaskel, they're not related. They were Mekadosh two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Somehow, they don't know which one they were Mekadosh. Yaakov doesn't know whether he was Mekadosh Rachel or Leah, and Yechesel doesn't know whether he was Mekadosh Rachel or Leah. As the Mishnah explains, Ze'en Yedei Ezo Kiddush. One brother doesn't know which one he was Mekadosh, but Ze'en Yedei Ezo Kiddush. And the other brother doesn't know which one he was Mekadosh. So one thing is for sure, both brothers are asur to both Rachel and Leah. Because we don't know. Maybe she's not your wife, or maybe she's the sister of your wife, and you can't take a chance. Achos Ishtoi is an Isser. There's nothing we can do about that. But we could help Rachel and Leah be able to get married to someone else. And therefore we're going to have to make sure they're covered by a get. So Zeh Nois and Shnei Gittin. Yaakov's going to have to give two Gittin, one to Rachel, one to Leah. V'Zeh Nois and Shnei Gittin. And Yechesel's going to have to give two Gittin, one to Rachel, one to Leah. Mesu. Now, they both died. Yaakov and Chaskel. And both died without children. And they died without children before they had a chance to give these gittin that we told them to give. Lezeach or Lezeach. Yaakov has one brother, and Chaskel has one brother. Now, Rachel and Leah, they want to get married. We say to them, we have a problem over here. You need either Yivim or Chalitza. But I don't know who should give the Yivim or Chalitza. Yaakov's brother can't be Miyavim Rachel. How do you know Rachel was Yaakov's wife? And for that matter, he can't be Miyavim Leah, because how do you know Leah was Yaakov's wife? And the same is true for Chaskel's brother. So if Yaakov's brother is going to say, look, let me be Miyavim Rachel, so what's the problem? Either she's Taka Mayavama, or then it's for sure good, or she's the sister of Mayavama. We're going to say, that's the problem. Maybe she's the sister of your Yavama. That's Achois Zukukasai. You're not allowed to marry an Achois Zukukasai. And a choy zukukase is awesome. So the only eitzah is zeh choy l'shteyim v'zeh choy l'shteyim. In order to clear Rachel and Leah to marry someone else, Yankel's brother is going to have to give chalitza to both, and Chaskel's brother is going to have to give chalitza to both. I suppose, says the Mishnah Vayta, l'zeh echad u'l'zeh shnai. Yankel has one brother, but Chaskel has two brothers. Hayochid. Yankel's one brother. Well, he can't be Miyavim, not Rachel and not Leah, because maybe it's the sister of your Yavam. So as far as Yankel's brother is concerned, because he's an only brother, Chaylitz L'shteim. We're going to ask him first to give Chalitza to both Rachel and Leah. I need the one brother to give Chalitza to both Rachel and Leah, because now officially Rachel and Leah are allowed to marry strangers. Before Chalitza, they could only marry their Yavim. And that's going to allow me to maneuver things with Chaskel's two brothers, as the Mishnah continues to explain. Now, the Hashnayim, when you go out to Chaskel's two brothers, here we do have an Eitzah. Echad, one of them, Choylis, will give Chalitza to one of the sisters. So he removes the Zika, the connection, the Yivim connection. The Echad and the other brother, Miyavim, can be Miyavim, the second sister. With Chaskel's two brothers, I'm going to tell one of the brothers to give Chalitza, let's say, to Leah. That clears the way for the other brother to be Miyavim Rachel. Why? Memanavshach. If Rachel was Yecheskel's wife, so fine, that's the mitzvah of Yivim. I may be Leah was Yecheskel's wife, so Rachel is the sister of his Yivama. No problem, the other brother already gave her Chalitza. That Yivim connection has already been removed. So when this second brother is Miyavim Rachel, Memanavshach, either it's his Yavama, or it's a woman he's allowed to marry. She's no longer a sister of his Yavama because of the Chalitza that the other brother gave to Leah. Now what happens if after Yankel's single brother gave Chalitza to Rachel and Leah, Chaskel's two brothers didn't do it the way we would have told them to do it, then one of the brothers should give Chalitza to one, and the other could be Miyavim the other one. Rather, Kadmu, Chaskel's two brothers went. V'kansu, each one took one of them. One brother took Rachel, the other brother took Leah. Ein metziyin miyad. We're not going to force them to get divorced. I, the first of Chaskel's brothers, could have been over Isser over here. You took Rachel? Maybe Leah is your Yavama, and she's the sister of your Yavama. He didn't ask us. He took her already. And the other brother took Leah. Once the other brother takes Leah, so Rachel is no longer a Chayzik Kukasai. Because Memanavshach, if Rachel was his Yavama, so fine. If Leah is his Yavama, once the other brother married her, so like we explained in the previous Mishnah, the Zika, the connection to Yivam, goes off. So he wasn't right for marrying Rachel first, but now that they're married, we leave them. Now here comes the next case. Lezeshnayim or Lezeshnayim. Once again, what happened? Yaakov and Chaskel were Mekadosh two sisters, Leah and Rachel. They don't know which ones. We don't know who is to who. Yaakov and Chaskel died without children. In this case, Yaakov has two brothers and Chaskel has two brothers. So with two brothers on both sides, it gives us more eitzos. And what we're going to tell them to do is as follows. Achiv shel zeh cholitz lachas. One of Yaakov's brothers should do chalitza with one of the sisters. Let's say one of Yaakov's brothers does chalitza with Rachel. V'achav shel zeh cholitz leechas. And one of Chaskel's brothers does chalitza with the other sister. So one of Yaakov's brothers did chalitza with Rachel. One of Chaskel's brothers did chalitza with Leah. Achiv shel zeh miyavim chalutzasi shel zeh. So the brother, Yaakov's brother, who did chalitza, can now be miyaveim Leah, that Chaskel's brother did chalitza to. The achiv shel zeh, and Chaskel's brother miyaveim chalutza se shel zeh can be miyaveim Rachel, that Yaakov's brother did chalitza to. See, here we can't go wrong, because Yaakov's brother, when he's going to give Yivam to Leah, either Leah is taka his Yavama, could be Leah was the one that was married to Yaakov, or not. Maybe she was Chaskel's Yavama. But that's still not a problem. She already got Chalitza. So she could remarry regardless. Either way, it would be mutter for him to marry her. This is if they asked us what to do. But what happens if kad mushnayim v'chalsu? Once again, our case, two strangers, Yaakov and Chaskel, were Mekadosh two sisters, Rachel and Leah. They don't know who was Mekadosh who. Yaakov and Chaskel died without children. Yaakov has two brothers, and Chaskel has two brothers. Instead of these two brothers asking us what to do, kad mushnayim v'chalsu. Two brothers of the same, two of Yaakov's brothers, went ahead and they did chalitza with both sisters. Lo yivmu ashnayim. Then Chaskel's brothers will not be able to do yivm. In other words, both of them won't be able to do yivm. That we could have done till now, but now it's too late. What's the problem? Because if you're both going to want to marry one of the sisters, you could be marrying a sister of your yivam, the woman they had a shachas for in regard to Yivam. See, what we would have told them to do if they did it right, one brother from each side gave chalitza. So we removed all the Zika. Once you remove the Zika, I could allow them to get married. Either it's your Yavama, or it's the sister of a freed Yavama. Either way, it's good. But because two brothers on one side gave chalitza, I have to turn to two of Chaskel's brothers now, and I say, there are going to be restrictions now. Both of you will not be able to be miyave, because they could have been married to your brother, and you could be getting the sister of your Yavama. Ella rather, echad choylitz v'echad miyave. What I could do for the two of Chaskel's brothers, one brother will do chalitza with one of the sisters, then the other brother can do yivam with the other sister. Maman of Shach, if she's the alman of his brother, so good, that's the mitzvah of yivam. She's the other one, so the other brother gave chalitza. But what they lose is, the ability for both brothers to be able to do Yivam. Okay, let's chaz over the cases of our Mishnah. The first case was, Yaakov and Chaskel are Mekadesh, two sisters, Leah and Rachel. They don't know which ones they were Mekadesh. They can't marry anyone because they may be marrying the sister of their wife. So we have to free Rachel and Leah to be able to marry who they want. So each one's going to have to give two gittin. Yaakov's going to have to give a get to Rachel and to Leah, and Chaskel's going to have to give a get to Rachel and to Leah. In the next case, Yaakov and Chaskel died. They die without children. Each one has a brother. Okay. Each of their brothers is going to have to give chalitza to both. Can't let them be miyavim because they may possibly violate achois zikukasi, which means to be miyavim, a sister of your yavama. I want each one to get chalitza from each brother to make sure that they're free and clear to marry someone else. But I have no eitza for either Yaakov or Chaskel. Next case. Yaakov has one brother, Chaskel has two brothers. Well, Yaakov's one brother should give chalitza to both. Now I don't have to worry about any connection to Yaakov, I just have to deal with the connection to Chaskel. Being that Chaskel has two brothers, I can maneuver. I'm going to say to Chaskel's two brothers, one of you give chalitza to one sister, and the other can do yivam with the other sister. One of two things happened over here. Either she is your yavama or not. If she is your yavama, fine. If she's not your yavama, I don't have to worry about a chois zakuka because the chalitza's removed everything. If these two brothers went, they didn't ask us what to do. And one took Rachel, one took Leah. We're not going to force them to get divorced. Look, it could be when one of the brothers was miyaveim or married Leah, she was Takeh's yavama. The other brother married Rachel, there's no problem. But it could be one of Chaskel's brothers married Leah, and she was not his Yavama. Could be she was the sister of his Yavama. That was an Isser. But there's nothing I could do about it now. He was already over that Isser. And as soon as the second brother marries Rachel, so she's no longer a Yavama. Rachel is no longer his Yavama. Rachel becomes a regular wife. So the Isser no longer exists now. Either Yivam or Chalitza takes off the Zika, the connection. So he could have maybe been over an Issa when he first took her. For that, I'm not going to force them to get divorced. If Yaakov had two brothers and Chaskel had two brothers, now we can really work things out for everybody. If they asked, we could advise them. And this is what we're going to tell them to do. One of the Yaakov's brothers will give chalitza to Rachel. One of Chaskel's brothers will give chalitza to Leah. That brother that did chalitza to Rachel, he can be miyav and Leah. And Chaskel's brother did chalitza with Leah, he can marry Rachel. Memanavshach. Let's go to Yaakov's brother, right? He's going to be miyav and Leah. What's the problem? Either it's his Yavama, is very good. Let's say it's not his Yavama. Let's say it's a sister of his Yavama. Not a problem. The sister already got chalitza from him. There's no connection anymore. So had they asked, we could have worked everything out. But instead of asking, they took matters into their own hands. Let's say two of Yaakov's brothers went and did chalitza with both sisters. So we're going to say now to two of Chaskel's brothers, sorry, I can't solve everyone's problem now. You both can't do yivam. I can't avoid the possibility you'll be marrying a sister of your yavama. I needed one brother from each side to do chalitza. But right now, the best we can do for Chaskel's brothers, we can say one of you do chalitza with one of the sisters. One of Chaskel's brothers should do chalitza, let's say, with Leah. And the other brother can be miyavim Rachel. If she's your Yavama, fine. If she was the one married to Chaskel, fine. So he's doing Yivam. If she was the one married to Yaakov, okay, she got chalitza from Yaakov's brother. Now what happens if Chaskel's brothers didn't ask us and they married Rachel and Leah? After Yaakov's brothers both did chalitza, so we're not going to force them to leave. One of them may have been over in Aveira. At the time that he married her, it could have been the sister of his Yavama. But right now, even if that took place, it's history. If one of them married the sister of his Yavama, the other one was Miyavim, the right Yavama. So the Zika goes off. So right now, there's no sister of a Zika. There's no Zika anymore. Either Yivam or chalitza takes off Zika. So what was, and we're not going to force them to get divorced.